This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. You may join us here. Our toll-free number is 855. 450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Cody had to exit Ian and Chris here in the studio tonight. Chris from ThinkPenguin.com. We're talking with somebody who called in and just, we've never heard from him before. His name is Rick. He's over in the UK and he's on Skype. I'm going to go back to his call because he did hang on through the news. And there was just some weird stuff that he was saying in the beginning of his call. It was a little bit strange. And then he dropped the term holla hoax. Now, Chris, you've never heard this term before.
No.
I have heard it before, but then again, I've been doing radio for a long time, and I've heard this before. And it is essentially a conspiracy theory by white supremacist types, generally, who are anti-Jewish people, who believe that there is a Jewish conspiracy theory. So it's like a conspiracy theory about a conspiracy theory, essentially, that there's this Jewish conspiracy to get people to believe in the Holocaust. So I'm not sure what the goal of it is, really. But there's a lot of these folks who are Holocaust deniers, and they have come up with this term holla hoax, which is what Rick has been throwing around here, while at the same time not quite coming right out and admitting that he is a Holocaust denier. Rick, I wanted to make sure you had a chance to clarify what you're trying to say over there. You're calling from the UK.
Yeah, it's under the basic premise that the truth will set you free. So if you just listen to the narrative by the mainstream, such as CNN and friends, they'll have you believe that they were like lampshades made out of skin. And they've openly come out now and said that that was a spurious rumour put out that's like brought almost like detraction to the story. So likewise, once you pursue the facts and the figures and logical truth, you come to a conclusion that, A, they were internment camps, but it was greatly exaggerated what happened there. For example, like there's some stories of like people being lined up against the wall and shot. Now something like that would be like horrific, and it'd be but like ingrained in your mind. Yet the person telling the story, it changes twice throughout his life.
So well, I beg you know, people have trouble remembering things, right? Like, you know, when you witness an act, it's pretty common for witnesses to not remember all the details or to over time misremember what it was that occurred. But, of course, a lot of these stories were told or, relegated immediately after the events had occurred. And they affected, a lot of people. There were people who survived horrific circumstances.
What do you say about the pictures of people starving and their bodies thrown into, holes? I mean, we're talking about probably thousands of people in these holes that they dug and they threw their bodies into.
The only pictures I've seen, I think it's British engineers or American engineers bulldozing corpses that they just dug up. You know, because they're all suffering from typhoid. This is the thing you see. People say, oh, it's evidence of gassing, yet you do the medical on it, and you think, hang on, no, that's evidence of typhus. And when people, and obviously it's a shame for the people at the time doing it, throwing the friends into ovens, but the reason, it's because, like, your friend's dead and we need to control the outbreak. There even a guard who, when the Russians liberated one of these death camps, said, whatever you do, what one of the German guards inside said, whatever you do, don't open the doors. Like, we've separated the women and kids for a reason, because there's, like, rapists and communists in there. And likewise, they've all got typhus. And yet, the Russians, in their infinite wisdom, opened the gates, and then an entire German town got, like, raped and a crime wave. So
your claim is... is that it was typhus, that they were fighting typhus by, exterminating people who were sick with it.
No, they just dropped dead.
They just all died, and they say piled up the bodies and buried them or whatever.
Yeah, and sent them to the oven. Yeah, and then the thing is as well, like, the thing is Germany was supposed to be so efficient, and yet they can't even organise enough of a death machine to kill the amount of people they claim. So let's say for an
argument, government is inefficient. I mean, government fails at pretty much everything that it attempts to do. So what you're saying is the people in their stories, horrifying stories of, you know, rape at the hands of guards, you know, destroying people's lives, shootings, all kinds of, and this, I don't have a list of the horrifying stories from the, you know, this war in front of me, but you know, there's no shortage of them from people who were in these internment camps. Do you deny that those people had those experiences?
One of the common tactics in war as well is to, it's called like transposition, so it's like impose what happened upon your enemies and blame them for it. So in reality, like the Russians and communists doing, I mean, or Nemesdorf, that entire town where the Germans just liberated it and they found like women like cut to ribbons and raped, and they managed to get footage and send that footage out to the neutral countries, yet no one responded back saying, whoa, wait a minute, the Russians are responsible for war crimes.
Well, obviously the Russians are committing war crimes. I mean, in war, people do horrible things. That's why we shouldn't have wars, and people should treat other human beings like other human beings rather than trying to separate one another based on, oh, well, he's Jewish or he's black or, you know, whatever. So, I mean, are you a white supremacist?
Like I say, I've been called worse.
I'm asking you, though.
I don't know, it's a bit of a pigeonhole to put me in.
Do you dislike Jewish people?
Well, you can call me alt-right if you'd like.
I'm not calling you anything, I'm just asking you questions.
So he is saying it, he's saying he's alt-right.
He's dodging the questions, I mean...
Well, no, so what's the actual question then? Do I not like Jewish people?
Yeah, you got something against Jewish people?
Against people trying to, like you say, subvert my government, and against people portraying stories that are complete lies. And then blaming... my people for
their
shortcomings. The European people.
You mean white people?
Well, yes, so basically, yes.
Because there's people who... Because I just want to make sure we're clear, because there's black people who are born in Europe. I just want to make sure you're talking about white people when you say European people.
Well, example, the Jews never turn around to, like, Nigeria and say, you people have to atone for a shady past, so therefore, let's flood your countries full of migrants. A good example would be the former Ottoman Empire. So, like Turkey, no one ever says to them, or like Morocco, no one ever says, you have to take a load of refugees in to atone for the slave trade that they perpetrated. It's only white Europeans who have to put up with this.
Rick, thanks for the call tonight. I've heard about enough. Yeah. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So, yes, he is somebody who believes.
Yeah.
So, I was right.
You're
in
right.
My
You're
speculation
absolutely right. Yeah.
About this person. Look. Maybe there are some people within certain groups who are in search of power or who are, you know, not trustworthy or whatever. But to say that Jews are like this or, you know, blacks are like that or white people are good is just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's so hard to see and tell often, you know, what is the truth and what is not. We don't need to make stuff up. It's, you know, questioning stuff is good. But
I agree, it is good
to
question stuff, sure.
You know, you let your biases, shape your perspective and doubt the stuff that's...
Well, one guy here on UrbanDictionary.com, I was just looking up Hala Hoax on Urban Dictionary here, and he says that he's got a grandfather who, you know, went through this. And he's got tattoos that were given to him by Nazis, and he went through the Holocaust. You know, I don't understand how somebody can just deny the experience that somebody like that has. And to, you know, to just associate it with, oh, it's just a conspiracy of the Jews, is absolutely ridiculous. Because, again, there were people who were not Jewish who were put to death and who were interned by the Nazis. It's just that the Jewish numbers were supposedly the highest of all of the groups that they went after. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Jeff. He's in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, and I heard a guy on the radio the other day saying those camps were built by the drug companies because they, and it makes sense, you know, like why would somebody go to all that money to, you know, to build all that stuff? But I guess they were using them to house the workers that they had doing that stuff.
What workers doing what stuff? What are you talking about?
Pharmaceutical, you know, working for the pharmaceutical company that...
In a death camp?
Well, see, now we hear the term death camp, and apparently things weren't, you know, people were dying in them, but the thing is, if you were making money, would you rather be making money or something, or just killing people and not making money? What would your focus be?
I don't even know. What are you saying here? Hang on, Jeff. We'll let you collect your thoughts here in a moment, or I'll try a second time to understand you. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here, 855-450-FREE. We are scraping the bottom of the internet right now with these ridiculous Holocaust deniers. We've had one of them call in so far here tonight, and there may be yet another one here on hold with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Chris.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Plus, I want to let you know how to save big time on your purchases at Amazon. What you do is, first, you have to have Bitcoin or one of the other more popular alternatives to Bitcoin, the other cryptocurrencies. Then you go to saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com, or you can go there right now and kind of learn about it. But if you don't have Bitcoin, then you can't use Save a Purse. This is one of the killer apps for Bitcoin and for other cryptocurrencies because it allows you to save 10, 20, 30, or nah, I guess you can't really do 30 that easily anymore, but 10 to 20% is pretty easy to save over at Amazon. And how you do it? Well, it's simple. Just go to saveitpurse.com, watch the video that they provide there, and it'll give you a basic overview of how it works. But it does work, and it works well. I've used it many times, more than 60 times in the last 2 years, and it's been fantastic. I've saved over $1,400 on the things that I've purchased through Amazon by using saveitpurse, saveatpurse.com. As we go back to Jeff in Illinois. Jeff, you were trying to make a point, but we were short on time in the last segment. I wanted to make sure that you had a chance to get it out and that we could ask you questions so we can clarify what it is you were trying to say. So go ahead. Jeff in Illinois, are you with us? Jeff in Illinois, going once. Jeff in Illinois, going twice. All right, so maybe he's in a bad cell or something like that. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So you can take control of the airwaves here. I mean, I really, going up against this holla hoax stuff, it's I find it to be ridiculous. I agree with you, Chris, that, you know, you should question things, no doubt about it. Mm. You should question the claims that are being put to you. And obviously, if you didn't witness something personally, you have to trust somebody's word on it. But there are so many people who personally experienced these internment camps. I don't think you can just write that off. And if you want to argue about how many people were put to death, then that's one thing to deny, or it's one thing to discuss. But if indeed people were tortured and put to death, as many of the accounts, as I understand them, do have it being the case, then that's a horrifying thing. And I'm not saying the Russians wouldn't have done the same thing. They're bad guys, too, as far as I'm concerned. And the Americans.
Yeah. All sides commit atrocities in war. That's just what it comes down to. And
right.
And there's definitely some truth to, you know, the winning side. You know, that's the side of history you're gonna hear. But, you know, there's also, at the same token, there's so much going on that, you know, is apparently, you know, it's so obviously manipulated. You know, you don't need to make stuff up. So
let's keep going with your calls and thoughts. Troy is on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Troy. Troy?
Yeah,
we got you. Go ahead. Yeah, okay. We got you.
Hey, I had heard a program I was listening to of the internet a while back, and this guy, he wasn't, he told himself he wasn't a denier, but he had done a lot of research, and I'm not saying I agree or was paying attention completely. It was pretty in depth, but I think what he was trying to get at was that it had been greatly exaggerated to help the propaganda, you know, with the industrial complex, setting up government in Jerusalem, just trying to feed the propaganda machine, and greatly over exaggerated. And I'm not claiming I believe all that, but, you know, that's kind of the point they were getting at. Now, I'm not saying the earlier caller, well, you know, alt-right, but those are my thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that it's implausible to believe that certain forces who wanted to continue war or wanted to justify war would lie about that. Certainly we know that governments lie, so you really can't believe what governments say. But I'm going to believe somebody who tells me, you know, especially multiple people who say they were, you know, tattooed, tortured, had to watch their families raped and tortured.
Well, there's plenty of evidence.
Yeah.
It seems
for the Holocaust.
It seems right. More likely that the you know, the winning side would want to propagate such a claim than anything else, just to make themselves appear better. So I don't know. It seems like why say the Jews did it? Like, I don't know.
Because they hate Jewish people. That's why.
Right. Well, that's
these
just,
are people
yeah,
who.
Yeah. I mean, I guess
they're
but
racist.
But that's what I mean. Like,
or bigots.
It seems like it seems like you have an agenda. I guess
they absolutely
right. And
well,
it's
you know,
not.
I've done a little bit of reading versus the the Jewish state, you know, versus the Jewish people. There's different levels there. Of course, any state is not a good state.
No doubt about it.
And look at how we perpetuate Joseph Stalin too, compared to Hitler. I mean, Stalin did a lot. I mean,
he was a killer too.
Yeah, he was. He was
absolutely
terrible. But we allied with him.
I did not ally people. With him. I just like to clarify, I did not do that. Yeah,
absolutely right. Our government allied with him, and when people want to go that route, you know, they throw out the Hitler name. It just seems like a lot of propaganda.
Troy, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue with Asa in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Asa.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
I wanted to talk about, perhaps in a little more detail, the Jewish question as a whole. Would you be okay with that? Not just
the what as a whole?
The Jewish question as a whole, not
the Jewish question.
That.
What is that?
What's that, sir? It's a question you're not supposed to ask, is what it is. Right? And we should remember our Voltaire in this regard, because those we can't criticize are the ones who rule. And
so, what is the question?
Well, the question is how do Middle Eastern population, these 17 people, benefit our civilization? As outsiders, and
I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me see if I understand. Because you're a little muffled on your phone. You said, "How does a Middle Eastern population benefit our population?" I didn't quite hear the full question.
Well, I think perhaps it would be more important when in the current political context, right? Trump signifies the rise of white identity politics. Okay.
I don't know if Trump signifies that. Trump is a billionaire or whatever who rose to power on sort of the idea that he's different from other politicians. Well, I don't know what white identity politics even means, but I do want to hear that question, because you said that you're not supposed to ask this question, and I do like things that you're not supposed to do, so I want to hear what the question was so we can address that coming up here in a moment. Hang on, Asa. We'll give you one more shot at that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of the Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthescent.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA, and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We started out with, kind of going into the obscure realm of courtroom theories. We kind of went there in the beginning of the show. And we still had, another 20 minutes of that audio that we could have shared some of with you. But if you want to see the full audio and video of Representative Dick Marple taking on a judge in a New Hampshire courthouse. It's pretty entertaining. You can find it over at freekeen.com. Just search for Dick Marple in the search there, or check him out on YouTube. Either way, you'll find it. And it's pretty amazing, but we've got a lot of calls on the line right now after a Holocaust denier called in. So if you thought courtroom theories were obscure, now we're in the world of the Internet Holocaust denier here. And boy, is it a bizarre one. They couch their racism and bigotry in the idea that they are just independent researchers who are questioning history. They're questioning the claims of history. And no doubt, it's good to question what you're being told. It's good to question authority. I agree with that. But, to deny the claims of people who actually went through the torture and the horrifying things that happened in some of these camps, these internment and death camps, it's just ridiculous. And it's all based on hatred for Jewish people. That's really what this boils down to. It's Ian and Chris in the studio here tonight. We had Asa on the line, and still do. He's in North Carolina. And you were saying, Asa, that there's some kind of question that people don't want you to ask And you gave it to us before, but your phone's kind of janky, so give it one more time. I want to make sure we have a chance to hear what this supposedly dangerous question is.
Yeah, thanks. Maybe you could be a little more condescending there, you know. I appreciate it.
I'm trying my best here. Go ahead.
Why should anybody listen to anything you say, man?
Do you want to ask the question on national radio that's supposedly so damning?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's not a question per se, but let me just pick up where I was when we broke. And I'll
so
get
it's not a question.
I'll get through this as fast as I can, man. Okay, thanks.
All right, let the hate fly. Go ahead. Let the hate flow through you. Isn't that what Darth Vader said?
I don't hate Jews at all, right?
Oh, no, that was the Emperor.
I respect
the Emperor
a lot of Jews.
That.
Paul Gottfried, for example, extremely rocking Jew that I like. I like Murray Rothbard. He's a Jew. He's a pretty cool Jew, right? But I think that as white people in Western societies, we have to ask ourselves fundamentally if we want nations that preserve our interests and serve them or the interests of others, right?
I don't want a nation at all. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. And I don't consider, I don't think of myself as a white people, you know?
Yeah,
okay,
that's just so ridiculous.
Know, is my skin a little lighter than some other people's skin? Yeah, but it's also darker than some other people's skin, you know? I don't think of myself in that way. And I certainly don't want a nation at all. I don't want a nation to give anybody a favor. And I don't want a nation to, you know, promote anybody. I don't want a nation to put somebody down. I don't want the idea of a nation, which, in my opinion, separates people. The nation state is a concept that allows people to say, well, us over here, we're different from you over there. And there's this line on the map over here that proves that we're different because we're born here. We're born over here, okay? And you guys were born over there. You're worse than us. I mean, that's ultimately what this breaks down to. Our flag is prettier than yours, and we didn't do in the past the same things that your people did. And it's just this, you know, division between human beings. We're all just people.
Yeah. You know what's funny is I like to say we shouldn't have hate crime laws and we shouldn't have borders.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
and to clarify for anybody just tuning in, saying we shouldn't have borders doesn't mean we want a one world government either, right? Because that's what some people might jump to the conclusion.
Yeah,
you're a globalist or, you know, one worlder. No. We don't want any coercive state because the state gives people, like some of these callers, the ability to wield their beliefs with violence over others. And that's not okay. Even if somebody has hurt you in the past, it's not okay to continue that cycle of violence. Let me stop down this conversation for a moment here. I found a kind of a debunking of some of these Holocaust deniers. So, like, the Holocaust deniers are trying to debunk the Holocaust, but there are also people who are trying to debunk the Holocaust deniers. And this is, again, we're in the rabbit hole here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
So, from the BBC... They've got a history series here, and it's actually pretty lengthy and very detailed, published in 2011 by Deborah Lipstadt. She writes, let's see. So one of the claims earlier tonight was about typhus. The claim was that, the Germans weren't actually gassing people and, you know, piling up corpses or burning them or whatever. It was because of typhus. They were fighting typhus. They were just trying to help people.
Sounds plausible, but I don't know. Let's see what they say.
February 1943, Auschwitz camp building authorities complained to Toff, the company that built the crematoria equipment, that they needed ventilation blowers most urgently. Why the urgency if this was an air raid shelter, a morgue, or a delousing chamber? Because the deniers believed that they weren't actually gas chambers at all. They were just other things. Deniers hypothesized that the urgency was a result of official fears that the camp would be hit with a typhus epidemic, which would cause a tremendous spike in the death toll. Without the proper ventilation system, the crematoria would not be able to operate. Deniers try to bolster their argument about the typhus by pointing to documents which show that at this point in time, the planned monthly incineration rate of Auschwitz had been boosted to 120,000 bodies. Deniers claim that this was because of the typhus epidemic. However, the camp's projected population was 150,000. For the deniers' explanation to make sense, in 1 month, an epidemic would have to kill 4/5 of Auschwitz population, and the Germans would have to repopulate the camp with 120,000 people. This claim exceeded the absolute worst-case scenario. On March of 1943, one of the civilian employees working on the construction of Crematorium 2 referred to the air extraction system of the undressing cellar, the Auskleidekeller. So the undressing cellar. No normal morgue would require an undressing room, particularly one that was 50 yards long. In that same month, there were at least four additional references to the undressing room. It's telling that civilians who, according to the deniers, were in Birkenau to work on underground morgues repeatedly referred not to morgues but to the ventilation of the undressing cellars. In that same letter, the employee asked about preheating the areas that would be used as the gas chamber. If these were morgues, should they be cooled, not preheated. Heating a gas chamber, on the other hand, would speed the gassing process by more quickly vaporizing the gas from the Zyklon B. A letter dated 31 March 1943 regarding crematorium number 3 spoke of it as having a gas tour, a gas door. Deniers argue this could mean many things, but the inventory attached to the handover documents for the crematorium states that it had a gasdichtür, a gas-tight door. One might argue about the meaning of gasdür, but it is hard to squabble over a gas-tight door. Deniers have said for years that physical evidence is lacking because they've seen no holes in the roof of the Birkenau gas chamber where the Zyklon was poured in. In some of the gas chambers, the Zyklon B was poured in through the roof, while others it was thrown in through the windows. The roof was dynamited at war's end and today lies broken in pieces, but three of the four original holes were positively identified in a recent paper. Their location in the concrete matches with eyewitness testimony, aerial photos from 1944, and a ground photo from 1943. The physical evidence shows unmistakably that the Zyklon holes were cast in the concrete when the building was constructed. So there's some of the, you know, debunking of the deniers' claims, just specifically around the gas chambers and supposed typhus. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. And there's much more that you can dig into on your own. We'll put up this link on our Facebook and Twitter. And I'm sure the deniers are denying this, too. This is Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website,
danpilla.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. And moments remain here, but maybe enough time for you. If you're on the line right now, if you're not, well, actually, our phones are loaded up, so there's a good chance you might not make it through here. If you don't get in tonight, you can always call tomorrow night. We get it's a one call per night rule here on Free Talk Live. And if you don't get through, well, call earlier in the show. We do a 3-hour show 7 nights a week with you in studio tonight. By the way, it's Ian
and Chris.
We do have Skype. Our Skype username's lrn.fm. And the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We've got the AMP program, which is a way for you to get behind this show. If you love the ideas of freedom and you like the fact that we're on the radio 7 nights a week promoting those ideas and talking about them with folks, then $5 a month is all we're asking for the Free Talk Live AMP program. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up there. And it makes a huge difference for us when we market this show to new radio stations to expand the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as we can. Your $5 a month gets you access to perks, too, like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the commercials that our regular podcast does, and also the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. So you go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there with any major credit card via PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard or American Express on our site, as well as Bitcoin, to go ahead and amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. So we're going to continue here with your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Greg. He's in Brooklyn, New York. Go ahead, Greg. Hello, Greg. Greg in Brooklyn.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, just first I just want to say I find it ironic that a lot of the callers disparaging Jews have actually Jewish names, like the previous caller.
I don't remember his name.
Oh, his name was Asa, and that means healer in Hebrew.
That is ironic.
So how's that for effective Jewish civilization on his civilization? Anyway, I just wanted to sort of follow up on what I said yesterday. I think it was brought up that people can't donate food to the homeless because they might get sued for it. So I looked it up. It's very interesting. There's a federal law. Maybe you guys don't know about this. In the 90s that Clinton pushed, it was actually pushed by the senator who didn't live to see it. It was called the Sherman Act, I believe. Sorry.
Okay.
Might not be the Sherman Act. Yeah, basically it says that you can feed the homeless as long as it's done in good faith.
Did you just walk away from your phone? Because you kind of went, sound like you
sorry,
went away.
I put it on speaker so I could see the actual name of it,
okay.
Of the act. Basically it says that if you feed the indigent and the poor and the homeless in good faith, And you don't, you know, the products are handled in the same way that they would normally, then you cannot be sued, actually, for this. And there has never been a suit in the United States for restaurants that donate food. So,
well, that doesn't mean that you can't get arrested because the folks from Food Not Bombs in Tampa were just arrested on Saturday morning because they were feeding the homeless in a public park.
Yeah, there are city ordinances against it all over the place.
Yeah, and if you try to donate expired food, the government will have a problem with that, too.
Expired food, of course, things that present.
But you know that's BS in a lot of cases, right? Like a lot of food has, you know, sell-by dates on it. That doesn't necessarily mean the product expires. There's a difference between an expiration and a sell-by. You know, there's like a recommended use date on some products where the, like there's, I've seen beef jerky at some of the like clearance stores where it's way past its date. And it's not as fresh, but you can still eat it. So, like, there's some stuff out there that, and I don't know what all the rules of what you can and can't donate are, but some of these food banks, I believe, are being regulated by the government. They could take a lot more food, but they're not. Honestly, I don't know. I don't have personal experience doing that.
Well, yeah,
so maybe
no,
somebody out there
the
who does.
I just wanted the listeners to know, there's never been, to my knowledge or to the knowledge of these writers, a case where it went to court and the restaurant was sued. So more restaurants should donate food. There are a lot of organizations that pick up the food, and it would really help the homeless. There's a law that protects these restaurants. So just I would like to put that information out there. So if someone's listening to your show and they own a restaurant, they can actually donate and have a charity, but they have to donate to a charity, and the charity has to feed the homeless, basically.
So individuals can't do it, but
yeah, but I mean, I think that's unfortunate. I think that, and again, as was pointed out, the charity can feed the homeless so long as they beg the government for permission to feed them.
Well, there are regulations, of course.
Yeah, and that's what gets in the way. These are hungry people. Why should anybody have to jump through hoops in order to help them? Why should somebody have to
do it more often? I think these restaurants should do it more often.
I agree with you. I agree with you. They should donate food. But if the place that they're donating to, their employees are getting, or their volunteers are getting arrested, we've got a problem. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. And I think those arrests don't lead to any convictions. There's never been a case. Unless, of course, these people actually poison the homeless or something like that.
You know, that's a good question. I don't remember what happened in Orlando, if they dropped the charges with Food Not Bombs or not. But they sure as hell made a lot of arrests, and that doesn't, it doesn't matter to me whether they dropped the charges, because they've still stopped people from helping others. If they go in there and they make mass arrests, which is what they did in Tampa, Florida on Saturday morning at the Food Not Bombs, they had bagels and coffee out there for homeless folks, and or just anybody who was hungry and who came up and wanted a bagel could have it, until the police swooped in and took people away in handcuffs. So even if 6 months later the prosecutor decides, all right, we're dropping the charges, well, you've still inconvenienced people to the point where they had to have several hours of their life taken from them. Have you ever been arrested, Greg?
I've never been arrested.
Okay.
One thing, it's not,
well, it's like being kidnapped. It's like being kidnapped. You you get your freedom taken from you for an indeterminate amount of time.
It's a huge detriment.
Until somebody can bail you out. You are in a cage, basically, until either someone bails you out or you end up going to court and the judge lets you out on PR bail, or they keep you in on bail, and then, you know, you have to stay there until your trial, which could be months down the road. In the case of these folks, they're probably just, you know, processing
giving them PR bail. It's obscene what these cities are doing. I like what Utah did, just giving the homes to the homeless for free. And the homeless get back on their feet, and no more homeless. I wish more cities would do that.
Greg, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you here. By the way, I meant to give this update since we're talking about the homeless. TampaBay.com update from this morning. The folks from Food Not Bombs were back out at the very same park where they were arrested on Saturday morning. So they're going back out. They loaded up with muffins, hash browns, and even pizza. And Glenn Edwards made his way along folding tables. He's 45. He's homeless. He grabbed a pastry and wondered where the police were. 3 days earlier, Food Not Bombs activists were arrested and charged with operating in a city-owned park without a permit. Now it's after 8 a.m. this morning, and the group was back. Along with sustenance, they brought signs with slogans like, "Sharing food is not a crime." Edwards looked over toward the police station across the street from the park, but the police were nowhere to be found. Police did, however, eventually show up, and they warned the group that they risked arrest if they didn't break down the tables. Group members linked arms and surrounded the table, shouting, "People over profits," and "TPD," that is, Tampa PD, "has got to go." After several tense minutes, officers made their way across the park without arresting anyone. Tampa Food Not Bombs organizer Jimmy Dunson said, quote, "It was a victory today. We were able to share with everybody who came. We hope the city has seen the light and that they will allow us to share with our homeless brothers and sisters." However, Tampa Police spokes bureaucrat Steve Hegarty says police already have the names of those serving food who were arrested Saturday and charged with trespassing, and the agency plans to file additional trespassing charges directly with the state's attorney's office. He says, quote, "If we knew who they were, we didn't need to have a confrontation." So they're basically going to arrest them at home now.
Yeah.
Is what they're going to do.
You know, I love it when people stand up and, they stand up and they question the officer's authority, because oftentimes they don't know what they're doing, and
they make it up as they go along.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Exactly. So if you stand up and you question them and you don't obey, as long as it's not a direct order, or they may not know exactly what they're talking about, they may not arrest you. And I've experienced that multiple times where, whether an officer or somebody in the courts have, told me to do something and I just didn't do it. And
that happened in the video we were playing earlier tonight, actually, and you can see it happen.
I've never been arrested either.
Well, give them time.
Yeah, probably will eventually, but...
Hey, we're out of time tonight. If you want, you can call back tomorrow night. We'll talk to you then about whatever is on your mind. We start at 7 p.m. Eastern time every single night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Check out thinkpenguin.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.